Well, will you look who's back?
The captain.
Come on, guys. Fuck off, man.
Yeah.
Wow, Joe.
Frage, we missed you last week.
Well, thank you. I know you had a great show, though.
We had a great guest, Mr. Moses, Toronto native. Uh-huh. You know, he knew a lot about hockey and a funny cat and a great guy. So we hung in there. We were able to take you. How was Vegas?
Man, I had fun. You know, I didn't go outside. I didn't leave the casino the entire week. It was 106
right
out there, but I had a great time. You
and
know,
you
Vegas
with Cap,
was fun.
Right?
Oh, Campanero's awesome, man.
Isn't he one of the greatest people?
One of the
people
greatest
ever?
People and a great comic.
Oh, my God.
He had me cracking up all week. He's one of those guys you can watch his set every night and still laugh.
Yeah.
You know, we had a ball. It was really fun, man.
Did I cap golf in the 115?
No,
he did.
We both talked about that. Last year we did. We went out and we almost died. Because in Vegas, it's 115.
I know. And it's not,
even the rattlesnakes won't come out.
But it's not like Cap to miss the tee time no matter what the...
You know what he did? He played hockey. Yeah,
good.
For real.
He still
skates.
Oh, yeah.
And he, you know, and he's got a buddy there that plays in the league, so he went and played hockey.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, when it's 106, that's a good sport.
It's exactly that.
Yeah, you're inside. So how are you? How was your trip?
We had some good, tons of shows. Once again, thanks again to all the Puck Off fans that came out.
That's so cool that they're out there, man.
Yeah, they're out there listening. Once again, please like the Facebook page. We're still at remarkably low numbers for everyone.
Are we really?
For everyone I know who listens, yeah. It's sad.
Because we still have a lot of people listening, I thought.
We have tons of people listening.
But they just don't.
They're not clicking the like. The ones that have, thank you. And the ones that haven't, please do.
Please do.
And we have a couple. We're going to have a new. I had a crazy week, personally. I had some issues with my puppy, which we won't get into. But I haven't been able to. We're going to have one new advertiser coming on board.
We do?
But we're going to have levels of them. And they're going to be linked to prizes and giveaways and everything.
Oh,
like
man,
that.
That's great. Fantastic. First of all, I'm sorry about your doggy, though.
Oh, thank you. Well, she's walking now, but she was not walking for a while. But our one original sponsor, Puck Daddy, or Go Daddy.
Woo. How about Puck Daddy, though?
Yeah,
I like Puck Daddy.
I like that. Puck Daddy.
Yeah, man, let's go with that.
That might be Earl Skakel's
could be.
Twitter handle.
Yeah, maybe.
But if you go to Go Daddy and you need a website, and you want a new domain name, if you do it, type in the code 199PUCK, and you'll get everything for $1.99.
Man, you can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that. Now we'll do some news here, then we'll go with the much-anticipated. Me and we took a lot of heat, Frage, for using Beckett's. the people said, oh, it's baseball card book, and how could Brodeur be 43?
Well, we didn't
know.
So
I defended that last week.
Right.
All the everyone's anger. So we said, oh, Frazier came up with a great idea. Well, let's make our own top 20 of all time.
Yeah, we got our
top
20.
We're not saying these are the best. These are just the 20
guys.
These
are our favorites.
These are our favorites. And they've all been retired.
Yeah.
And then and in the upcoming episode, we will do 20 that are still playing. But a couple pieces of news we have on the table. One is the big one. For all Penguin fans, is Christopher Letang cut his hair.
What? Mullet's gone?
Yeah. So I guess we can trade him now because he won't be selling as many pink jerseys to all the hockey hooras.
But you know what? He can move a little quicker out there because that mullet was slowing him down.
Yeah. And the other big news, which maybe we'll do a remote from, since we were just talking to the big, 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 big boss here, is the San Jose Sharks and the LA Kings are going to be playing outside at Levi Stadium in San Francisco.
Really?
Just announced today.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I wish it was at Pac Bell, so I'd probably get better seats.
Yeah, right. But still, that's awesome.
Yeah, it should be fun.
I love those outdoor games.
Yeah, you really do.
Man, you know,
I guess we'll have Metallica up there.
Why not?
Maybe the Dead.
Yeah, come on. Well,
that would be fun.
Perfect for that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, you know what? Those outdoor games are awesome. And I like the ones back east where they get the snow in the corner.
Right.
Right? Like I watched the one at the big house.
Yes.
That was awesome, man. The puck would get lost in the snow, just like if you're playing, you know, on the pond or in the outdoors on the rink when you were a kid.
Yes.
So that's good stuff. And in San Francisco, that's going to be great.
Well, and if you've ever spent any time in San Francisco, which I have, I mean, it could snow.
It might.
It may be too cold to snow. one of those things where it's like you're so cold that it can't even snow.
Can't even snow.
That's my wife's theory. One more a little bit of news is SI.com gathered up every, because now it's pretty much, if you're not signed by now, you may not get signed. It's kind of like the day before the prom. If you don't have a date, you're probably not going.
It's too late to scramble.
So these are the guys that are still not signed to play in the National Hockey League as we speak. Devin Setoguchi, speedy winger, used to be a San Jose Shark. He may be done. The other guy that's interesting, other couple of interesting guys here, Ray Whitney, the Wizard. He's like 49 years old. He only wants to play for the Coyotes, and they don't have any room. And they got a young rookie, Max Domi, Ty Domi's kid.
So. Is that Ty's kid? Wow. Yeah.
So I don't think you want to, Ray. I don't think you want to piss off Ty.
No.
I think Ray should pick up the sticks and go play with Campanera when he's in Phoenix.
Exactly.
And,
you don't want to get Ty pissed.
Stay home. Todd Bertuzzi.
Really?
Yeah. He's still. I guess his last team was the Wings.
Yep.
Known for he still actually has to go to court for the Steve Moore.
He still has to go.
He still has to go to court for that. And then, of course,
what happened to Steve Moore?
Oh, he retired. That's
oh,
why
man.
All going,
oh,
they're all going to court. So Bertuzzi might be playing in the KHL for the next 30 years to pay that off.
Wow.
The other man, my favorite, who will appear on the favorites list in one upcoming episode, I assume, would be Bugsy Malone.
Bugsy Malone?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, Mr. The poor man's Bob Probert. he's still not signed. And also on the list, Saku Koivu.
Yeah.
Scotty Gomez. Now, here's what's interesting to me. And I'll go through all the others. Douglas Murray, the game has passed him by. Big, tough defenseman. He's too slow. Francois Bouillon, he was a pylon last year. Ed Jovanovski, interestingly. Mike Komisarek. And your goaltenders, Tim Thomas. I guess he's stuck in a cab. Can't sign the contract. And Tomas Vokoun. Now, here's the interesting ones, okay. And then we'll do the list. A bunch of legitimate heavyweight enforcers have not asked him back. Paul Bissonnette, Biz Nasty, George Parros, The Stash. You love George, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Kevin Westgarth, known as Bill Cowher's brother, son-in-law. Zeno Konopka, not just a goon, a good face-off guy, like a top five face-off guy.
Right.
Chris Bartsch, who I think is garbage. And then Mike Rupp, 6'5", 240, not even a goon, just will fight if he has to. A guy who I really thought the Penguins missed. I thought he was the beginning of the end as far as physicality. He was last team was Minnesota, so I didn't see too many of those games, which are well-documented. But I can't believe Rupper can't get a tryout somewhere. And he's a good team guy and a good quality guy. But it's interesting that even the goons with other skills now are not being asked back, Frazier.
Well, that's
the end
weird.
Of an era. It really is the end is, of an
it,
era.
Do you think it is? Do you think it's a phasing out of the goon?
100%. I mean, Konopka wins faceoffs. I mean, Konopka is a top five faceoff guy.
Well, let's keep him for that reason.
Exactly. Like, I don't know why. Unless Rupp is really too damn old. He did take one bad penalty last year, but he's not known for being
a moron. So what's the theory there? That the intimidation is not as important as it once was?
They want guys that they want power forward. They want guys like Lucic and Iginla, guys that can fight and skate.
Who are tough and can skate.
Yeah, yeah. They're not wasting a roster spot or a cap hit.
All right.
On guys that just throw them. And so more rats are running around. With the instigator rule, there's rats running around.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so if you're not going to let guys jump in and fight, you almost don't need a guy to fight. So.
But you know what? That was I always agree with Don Cherry. It's kind of part of the game.
Hey.
You know.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, that's what made so many teams, you know, able to hang with the skill teams.
Yeah, well,
if you
can
slow them down a little bit with your tough guys, then you got a chance.
Well, like last night, I know you think now you'll really know how much I do. Last night, I watched two Stanley Cup final games last night.
You did,
yeah, the 76 Flyers Canadians.
How was that game?
Oh, it was awesome. It was just seeing Larry Robinson creaming people, and then Bruins Canadians. in 77. What was interesting about that game is you could see how much more talented the Bruins were than the Flyers.
Could you see?
Yeah. I mean, the Canadians won both games. But I mean, at least, like, the Flyers really looked like Bobby Clark. I heard this. It's the legend. It's the way you remember as a kid. Like, oh, they were just goons. And then Bobby Clark and Bill Barber. And then you watch them again, and they're just goons.
Yeah.
And then Bobby Clark.
Well, that's the archetype of what we were just talking about.
Bill Barber, yeah. But, I mean, you know, I mean, the Bruins definitely had some more guys skating around. But then you see some guys from the Nads. I call the Canadians the Nads. That'll be on my list. So you want to get to it? You want to do your first?
I can't wait to get to this list.
I know.
See, I made it in about 3 minutes.
I know.
But I'm so excited.
So you'll be able to,
do we start at the bat from 20 down?
Oh, you put them in. I didn't really put them in order.
I got them in order, man.
Well, then go. I guess then go backwards. Then.
All right, here we go. Okay. You want all of mine or just one?
Do like five.
All right. At number 20, we just talked about him, the great Bob Probert.
Well, Bob Probert. There you go. Yeah, he's in my middle list of my
love him. Yeah. Love him.
He's your patron saint. He's the patron saint of Bugsy Malone and many other people who party.
Aspire towards.
And the best, a guy who could score, a guy who could definitely score, was not a deficiency on the ice, but the best goon of all time.
He could score, fight, and party.
Yeah. Best goon of all time.
You got to love him. All right. Now, at 19, it's two Red Wings. Or actually, I have three Red Wings. I'm glad you let me put my own team under. At 19, Steve Yzerman.
Stevie Y.
I'm surprised it's that far down the list, but it is.
Number 19 at 19.
Yeah, exactly. Had to do it.
Look at that little serendipity. Look at those big words for Puck Coffee.
Yeah. At 18, I have another Red Wing, Terry Sawchuk.
Oh, that's the OG.
Acrobatic. You know, it's the Jonathan Quick of his era.
There you go.
Without a mask.
Yeah, I can't even,
At 17.
That's your division.
Man.
That's your company. That's your account. That's your account.
He kept us in it. And then we've got John Beliveau, the great.
John Beliveau. Oh, just grace, class, huge.
Awesome player. And at 16, this is an unusual pick. Wayne Cashman, the Trashman.
I saw him last night.
Did you?
Throwing some elbows.
Yeah, he's tough.
It'll Serge Savard.
Yeah, right, sure. Yeah. Wayne Cashman was exciting, even though, I mean, he may not have been that skilled, but he was tough and he was exciting.
He was tough. The Big Bad Bruins, well documented here on this list.
And number 15, my buddy Luke Robitaille.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Luke had to put him in there.
Highest
scoring left winger.
Highest scoring left winger
ever.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Now that list is, you can just keep getting bigger and bigger or better and better.
Well, it's a weird
list. When Stevie Y, I mean, on our official list of people trash, Stevie Y, like number 11.
I know.
And you put him 19. The list is, it's a tough list to crack.
I had to match him up with his own number.
Yeah, it's a tough list to crack.
Oh, there's my first five.
I didn't go in order.
Okay.
I should say. I guess I got 20. I guess I got like 23. I guess I'll do the those not making the list at the end, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Just the top five, or just five from the back, not off the top of my, Tim Kerr. I put some flyers on there.
Yeah.
Tim Kerr, kind of the original Lindros, just a big freight train.
Yep.
Loved watching him play.
Power forward.
He was a great player. And of course, no Penguins allowed on this list.
Right. You can't do Penguins. Okay.
Yeah. Just so people say, because it would be all the top 15 would be Penguins and then Chelios. Number 19, Tomas Holmstrom.
Yeah, baby.
Loved him in front of the net. Just loved watching him play.
Yep.
Just an animal in front of the net. 18, I actually got Stevie Y in there. I mean, obviously, he'd be higher on the list of greatest people I've seen because I didn't see some of the guys that Frazier's going to put on this list, the big boys at the top.
Well, you had to go back.
I can't count Hartford, Gordie Howe. So.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, you can't.
No. Denny Potvin, number 17.
Yeah, man.
Denny Potvin, the anchor of the empire.
Right.
Number 16, I put the stork, the mad stork, Larry Robinson.
Wow.
And just watching him
hard
last
to argue
night
with,
was
man.
Just he was joining the rush.
Oh, that guy was so good.
Yeah, he looked like a horse whose legs aren't under him yet. Paul Coffey.
Wow.
Like, he was flying up ice, but, like, not really sure himself. Well, he was really young in those days.
Oh, I got coffee way up on my list.
Yeah, I couldn't put the doctor because he's technically a penguin.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah, that's true. I was a, but, man, Robinson was great.
Yeah, well, I actually, that's my addendum is, I actually have probably 28 guys. Cause I have another three that are guys that you don't think are penguins in your mind, but they did play.
They so did they play for him.
Yeah. I'll just say those now. Billy Guerin. Extreme power forward.
Yeah, great player.
Johnny LeClaire, just stand in front of the net like Holmstrom, just the ultimate Legion of Doom, a Canadian, won the Cup of Games, and then the Dr. Paul Coffey. Okay, but and then my number 15, Brett Hull.
Oh, Brett Hull.
Just love watching Brett Hull.
Great
just
player.
Sees up the empty ice, get open, bam, one-timer, like Sega, PlayStation. Hit
that quick shot.
Just love him.
Yeah.
Love him.
All right, that's a good list. All right, here's my next five. It's at 14. I have the big train, Frank Mahovlich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At 13, Chelly.
Oh, Chelly. Yeah, of course.
Got to put Chelly in.
Of course.
12, my boy Scott Stevens.
Scott Stevens, yes.
The best hitter I've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely. He knocked Captain Ron in the next year, and I still love him.
Man,
it's why Lindros isn't on this list.
Well, you know what it is? Right. Well, you know what? Scott Stevens could hit hard, but clean. He's a clean hitter, man.
You know what's tragic about that is now it wouldn't be considered clean.
Probably not.
Yeah. No, now he'd be reviled now.
You probably.
He would be because that's the hits they want to take out of the game, which are the legitimate skate with your head up.
Well, that's what we've always said. I mean, he did hurt people, but I think it's a lot of times it was their fault.
Yeah.
They were skating with their head down.
Exactly.
And he was just a smart player. You know, he knew how to line somebody up, I guess.
Exactly. You got your head down at center, which was what Lindros did to his detriment.
Yeah.
And he would clean you out.
Yeah.
And great in front of that, and he could score a little bit. And what I liked, especially in light of the Brooks Orpik era of, I'll hit you hard, but I don't want to fight. He never shied away. He'd back him up with the Dukes.
Yeah, Scott Stevens.
He'd back him up with the Dukes.
Always liked him, man. He was a leader, too. And at 11, I got the great Guy Lafleur.
Yeah.
Not too many more fluid skaters than that dude.
Oh, beautiful.
He could skate.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I'll tell you, watching it last night, he looked like, you know how we, the great fans listen, they know how I always say, this guy, this era. He looked like he was from our era last night.
Well, he had.
When I was watching him against the Bruins, like he just he skated around everybody like four times.
Well, he had that timeless skating ability.
Yeah,
you know, you just can't duplicate that.
No.
And at number 10, another great Canadian, Marcel Dion.
Oh,
also a king.
Also a king.
But
also a king. Yes,
a great player.
Great player. Great player. All right, 14, Patrick Waugh.
How are you going to argue?
The only goaltender I have on my list, he was amazing. Amazing goal. And I still love his famous quote when Jeremy Roenick talks smack against him. He said, tell Jeremy I can't hear him. I have my two Stanley Cups in my ears.
Is that what he said?
Maybe the greatest,
he was a great goalie. Yeah, that's a good line. Put him on the list just for that, but he was a great player.
Oh, yeah. He's to me, he's the greatest goal I ever saw,
Could be.
I didn't see some of the old guys, and I like Billy Smith, but he wasn't Patrick Waugh.
Patrick Waugh is hard to beat.
I mean, Quick wins maybe one more cup, and it's just dominance for another decade, maybe.
Quick could get there.
He could get there. He really could. He really could. Or, number 13, an old Red Wing, an old Capital, I think he played for the North Stars. A nice Italian boy, Dino Cicerelli.
Yeah, man. Cicerelli. Yeah.
I've just noticed, I love the guys that take a beating in front of the net.
You love those guys that'll just hang in there and out front and take it and then get that goal.
He used to take a beat. I mean, he is. I believe he has over 500 and some goals, and he used to take a beating. And some of these guys, like Holmstrom and LeClaire, these are big men. Dino Cicerelli was not that big of a guy, and he existed in the real world.
Yeah,
whenever when they would actually decapitate.
Oh man,
you in front of that.
You had to be tough, and he was.
Number 12 is, I think, the greatest defenseman that I've ever seen play, Nicholas Lidstrom. Joy watching him play. Just a joy to watch him
Great
play.
Great player.
Joy to watch him play. Number 11, the aforementioned Scott Stevens.
Okay, you had him.
I love Scott Stevens. Like I said, I didn't put these in. I didn't go in order of, he'd be in my top five or six. Him and Lidstrom. Number 10, the toughest witch I've ever seen. By which I mean, just had the skating and the puck handling and the passing of the Lemieux and the Gretzky's, and that is Peter Forsberg.
Oh, Peter Forsberg!
Love watching him. And, and he was actually played for the Flyers for a couple years. So everyone out there says I hate the Flyers. I put a few Flyers.
Put a flyer on there.
A couple. Tim Kerr is Mr. Flyer. So
yeah, you got a couple on there.
Yeah, but I just Forsberg. Just you talk about a second line. Are you kidding me?
No, that guy's great. He was great, man.
Yeah, love Forsberg.
All right, now this is where my picks get weird.
We get weird, and it should be getting easier.
They are to an extent, but number 9, Derek the Turk Sanderson. I'm just going for pure likability.
There you go.
He had a couple good years, too. He had one or two good years. Used to wear white skates.
Yeah.
Long before anyone else did, and he was exciting.
Yes.
You know, and he had a couple good years where he was really good.
Yes.
You know,
he ended up in the World Hockey League, I think.
He did. Yeah, and he got the first big bonus offer there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it was a big thing. He switched leagues for a lot of money, and the first guy to do that, and then he got hurt. But, you know, an exciting player. Maybe not as nearly as good as a lot of these guys.
Oh, yeah, you're in the deep end of the pool now.
But it's who you like. It's
yeah,
who
well,
you
that's
like.
What that's
I always
what it's
like
about.
Sanderson.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Next, another Bruin. Phil Esposito.
Oh, Phil Esposito.
Talk about guys in front of the net, but he was a big dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, he could skate, too. He did it all.
Yep.
I mean, if it wasn't for the next generation of, he'd be on Mount Rushmore if Gretzky and Lemieux didn't come around.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Know,
maybe, yeah.
And at number 7, I have your boy, Mario Lemieux.
Oh, there you go.
7's a little high down the list for me, but... he's a great player, probably deserves to be
Swiss on six.
2. I think he should be 2, actually.
Right.
Because somebody pointed out to me the other day, and you know this, and you know, all those teams he played on that weren't good.
Yes.
Where he just carried them. Really carried them. A one-man show.
Exactly.
And in hockey, that's pretty impressive.
Right.
You know, I mean, there was a couple years there where he was just dominant all by himself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, playing with wingers that scored, they had maybe 10 career goals. They get in this line, they score 40.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was a special player.
Yeah, he really was. And would take a beating. I mean, the loss, the vaults of like KDKA in Pittsburgh of the mid-80s, like those goals, when he still had the speed, the foot speed to beat people. That's like the most amazing goals you'll ever see.
Well, yeah, exactly.
No, really.
He was a talented. He had so many skills.
More moves than Mae West.
That ain't easy either.
Nah.
And at number 6, I got him down my list here further than most people would probably put him, but the doctor.
Paul Coffey.
I just always loved him because I love those defensemen who can skate and rush the puck.
Yes, he's the second greatest of all time at that.
Yeah, the greatest I have down the list here.
Right.
All right, and that's it for right now for me.
Okay.
I've got my top 5 coming up.
Uh-oh, that's a drum roll, please.
Yeah.
With a drum roll. Okay, number 9, Bobby Probert.
There you go, man. We both love that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Now, these are the guys I just really – I mean, these are the guys I didn't even have to think about now. I mean, Bobby Probert, okay, number 8, a guy some old newer fans may not know, some other fans will know, by the mallet and one of the ugliest guys of all time, Mike Ricci.
Oh, Ricci.
He played for the Colorado Avalanche, he played for the San Jose Sharks, and just your ultimate third line center grinder.
He's a grinder.
Penalty killer. Just had the old school mullet, just took his teeth out, did everything to win on those old Sharks teams that competed really hard. I just love Ricci. Ricci he's why you love hockey.
Yeah.
And he's one of those guys that's so ugly he's pretty. like all the hockey girls.
That can happen. Yeah.
San Jose used to love reaching.
Did they?
Yeah. Because just the way he played the game.
It's the bizarro world. Yeah.
Yes. And now another John Moses was our guest last week. We love this one, and we talked about him a lot last week. And he's always one of my favorites. The great Maple Leaf, the captain, Wendell Clark.
Oh, Wendell Clark, man. How did I forget him? That guy was good.
Yeah, man. We blew him last week. But, I mean, just you talk whatever you need, a goal, an assist, a fight. His fight with McSlurry are arguably one of the – maybe my favorite fight
of
all
time.
Yeah,
that was an awesome fight.
I mean, that's what hockey's all about. You hit – you clean my guy, McSlurry comes over – we'll fight. None of this turtling, us backing down. Yeah. Just in the playoffs. I mean, just Wendell Clark.
Clark's a man.
Yep. Now my number. Number six. It's I'm sure the captain knows this one, but most people won't. The cannon, Al Iafrati.
Oh, what a shot. Maybe the greatest shot ever, right?
Yes, He's the first one to break the 100-mile-an-hour barrier.
Awesome shot.
Played for the Caps. He played everywhere. I think he's still playing roller hockey with Skakel.
Probably.
I mean, he played everywhere.
He'll bury that tennis ball.
Yeah, he played everywhere, but just would hit people, didn't shy away from the contact, but just had an absolute cannon. I mean, like 10 miles an hour faster than Al MacGinnis.
That's just pretty amazing.
I mean, just really.
Would you say hardest shot ever?
I think hardest shot in competitive play ever. Chara and those guys, when they put the gun on them at the All-Star game, those guys get like 105.
They're getting a bill, aren't they?
I mean, it's the All-Star game. It's like home run derby. Guy hits the furthest home run ever. I don't know if that's the same as Iafrati gets back at the point in the.
Same kind of thing.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, the puck, Iafrati at the point, here it comes,
Look out.
Right.
Defenseman jump out of the way.
I know. And that's why Sister Ollie's on my list, because he sit there and looked at the.
Yeah, he'd take it. Yeah.
Looked at 500 of them. So that's I threw a couple of oddballs.
I like him, man. I like it. I like that.
I loved.
Wouldn't have thought of him, but you're right. He was great. All right. Now, top five, at least, they say this guy was the best from the blue line in, and he might have been. Rocket Richard.
No, the Rocket.
The Rocket, because from the blue line in, his speed seemed to increase. He somehow got to be even the fastest guy quickly.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. He's quick. He's like the cornerback that can get to the ball.
Quickest. Just quick.
Yeah.
And a scorer. And
I wish I could have seen him play live. I mean, he got suspended. They caused a riot.
Caused a riot when the guy got.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. At number four, also one of the hardest shots ever. In hockey, the Golden Jet.
Oh yes,
Bobby Hull.
Bobby Hull. See, I thought Bobby Hull was the first, was the guy.
Yeah, I think he might have had a 100-mile-an-hour shot.
Oh no, I thought he was the first guy to join the WHA.
Was he? Maybe might have been the first, but Sanderson got the big.
Oh, he got more money than Hull.
I think so. Wow. I can't remember. He got some
for
big
those
deal.
White skates.
That's what it was. they're very expensive, and this guy could skate. Hull could skate. He was the fastest skater in the league. At that time, and also had the hardest shot. And the Golden Jet.
Yes.
Yeah, I loved him. Number three, this guy, man, what can you say? Bobby Orr.
To
me, the greatest rushing defenseman.
You know what's funny is I know you're top three. I thought you were going to go, I know how much you love Bobby Orr.
I love him.
And you love him. Yeah. But the little hometown pride. Hometown pride's at number two.
You know the list from here on out.
I know, but yeah. I thought for sure you'd have Orr too.
The great Gordie Howe.
The great Mr. Hockey.
Yeah. Another guy that could fight and score.
It's what's great about this show right now is your top 20 is like 10 guys I've never seen.
Well,
but that makes it fantastic because it's a true mix of people.
Well, that's right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a true mix. I mean, I wish I could have seen The Rocket and Mahovlich and Bevelo. I haven't seen,
See, I used to see all those guys on Hockey Night in Canada. because I grew up in Detroit,
right?
And they would have it on, you know, every week, and so all those guys, you'd see Mahovlich over and over again, and he was great, and his brother was good too, Pete Mahovlich.
Yeah,
but Frank was huge, man, and he could skate. You know, back then, I mean, he was a big guy. For now, maybe he wouldn't be that big, but I think he's like 6'5". And
oh, he looked big. I saw him. I saw him the other day on an old classic game. He looked huge.
He was like 6'5", 235.
Yeah,
and he could move. And then
that's huge in those days.
Oh yeah, man. And you know, and I saw Howe all the time. And at number one, what are you going to say?
The great one.
Yeah.
That's why he's the great one.
Yeah.
All right. My top five, if you were counting down at home, you'll know a couple of them maybe. Who knows? Number five. This leads to another asterisk here. Because definitely in my top three would be Brian Trottier. But because he won two Cups with the Penguins, he's ineligible for this list.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
so we'll go with his winger, the great Mike Bossy.
Oh, Bossy's a great
player.
Nobody
scored more goals, nicer, just classy. Just,
yeah, he was a great player.
Just great. I mean, and someone who walked away. I mean, if he would have hung on forever, and he'd probably be way up there on the list of. And I think he walked away. I could be mistaken. I don't think he was hurt. I think he just like was like, hey, I won four cups.
Enough.
I've had a great life. Yeah. Number four, my original hero, the Flower, the original Flower, Guy Lafleur.
Oh, good, man.
Just yeah, I loved him. Everyone on our street was either Lafleur or Trottier when we played. And my rod hockey center was always Guy Lafleur. Love Guy Lafleur. The
smoothest skater ever.
Smoothest skater, and kind of took hockey out of the dark ages. Out of the big bad Bruins and the
yeah, he did. And he brought a skill set back.
Yes, and the Flyers, you know, with the Broad Street Bully. Number three, the one and only Chris Chelios.
Oh, I love how you have him so far up the list.
I love Chelios. And Chelios physically assaulted Larry Murphy after we beat them in the Cup in game four. It was worse than Bertuzzi could ever dream of, and I still love Chelios. Just a warrior. I mean, he was such. It's ridiculous how he went to Detroit and won a bunch of cups and played great because he was Mr. Blackhawk.
I know, that's so wild, isn't it?
I mean,
yeah, and I used to hate the guy when he was because we don't like the Blackhawks, and then when he became a Red Wing, I love the guy. You know,
and we're gonna get hate mail too because I just said. Is Mr. Blackhawk because before that he won cups with the Canadians.
I know this guy had a career.
He was like Patrick Waugh's like best friend up in Canada. I mean,
he had a career. This guy,
yeah, he had many three. He had three lives, and I just
good at every team he played for.
Underrated
and tough.
Underrated scoring. He played the one. He went to the Eastern. He went to the Western Conference Finals with two torn ACLs. I mean, nobody.
How tough are you?
He's tougher than Chris right? Chelios. No, nobody was. They say his workouts were just ridiculously legendary. Just like Earl Campbell kind of.
Right.
You know, okay.
I can believe it.
Number two, if you listen, you know who's either one or two on my list.
It's got to be Sid.
Well, no Penguins.
Oh, no Penguins. Okay. Okay.
Your guy, Red Wing, came to the. He was like the Moses Malone to the Red Wings.
Stevie? No.
I said Stevie. Brendan Shanahan.
Oh, Shanny, of course. How could Shanny, I not get Mr. that? Mr. Shanny, you love him.
Mr. Power Forward.
Yeah, he's awesome, man.
Mr. Shanny. Because I was a Red Wing fan, always liked them on video games. I like Stevie Y and my number one guy. It's a little hint. And just like they needed that one guy. Like the Sixers always needed one guy. And they got Moses. It's like you knew it was over. As the Red Wings got Shanny.
Shanny made it.
You knew it was over. Yeah. They had guts in the corner. No one's going to mess with Stevie Y.
He was tough, and he could skate.
Yeah.
And shoot. He could do it all.
Here's a little interesting story. So my mom in those days just loved hockey, but doesn't know as much as she did now. Now she knows the guys' names. Before she just knew like Lemieux and Yager. So we were at a game, you know, like 1994, 95, where Lemieux and Yager were both going for 50.
Wow.
Whoever won 50 got a case of wine.
Oh, wow.
They were betting. So, of course, Lemieux scored his first. So Jagr ordered him a case of wine.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, yeah, I think Lemieux got one goal and then Yags got like a hat trick. Yags got two and got ended up with 51, lost the bet. But my mom goes, "Well, who's good on the other team?" And I go, "Oh, see that guy right there, Shanahan, on the Whalers, right?"
Whoa,
there's
wow.
Nobody. I go, yeah. Like, I mean, he'd already been in St. Louis, already been in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, "That guy Shanahan, Brendan Shanahan, he's really good." Shanny had a hat trick.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So you look good to mom.
I look good to mom, but yeah. I just love Shanny. Now,
great.
Number one, my list of all time favorite, and this really is the truth. And now, because you know, look at my top five, because I couldn't say Trotch of non Penguins.
Right.
Shanny, Chelly, Lafleur, Bossy. Number one, the great, the Russian Rocket.
Oh,
Sergei Fedorov.
Oh, nice call.
That's
your top guy?
That's my guy.
Well, he was a great player, man.
And he's Selke. Played defense, offense, did it all.
Yeah, he was tremendous.
But Scotty Bowman loved him.
Yeah, well, that's not easy to get his okay.
I know.
But yeah, that's a great player. Well, that's a cool list because you didn't pick the obvious guys.
He was a witch.
Pick the obvious guys either. I picked Howe and Gretzky and Orr and the obvious guys. You had a lot of
but I just went with who I didn't pick the best. I mean, well, I would put Fedorov in my top 20 of the best players.
Yeah, sure.
But I mean,
you picked your favorites.
Yeah, I thought he was
exciting. And he was another guy that had that super speed.
Yes.
You know, that super blue line in speed.
Well, he was just a witch. I always thought, because Yags, really, I thought he was the second. I still think he might be the second greatest witch I've ever seen next to Lemieux.
Really? Yeah. You think? Just for a skill set?
Yeah, he did stuff. He did some stuff when he was a kid. It's like, I mean, and then I think Malkin.
Well,
and then I think Malkin. It's something about the Russians,
man. The Russians are awesome, man.
They got that, witch, you know?
Yeah, they do. You know, although I'll tell you this much, if you look at highlights from primetime Gretzky, you're not going to see a better player.
No.
When you watch, when everything he could do, it was uncanny.
No, this isn't even a knock on Gretzky. My only witch decision on saying those other guys was because higher than Gretzky was because Gretzky didn't do it as fast with as many people on him. Thanks to
Semenko and all those guys.
And he didn't have
Rick Sorley.
And I mean, literally, the guys that Lemieux played with, especially. Now, Fedorov had some more guns. Lemieux had to literally put it on the plate. I mean, Lemieux had to beat five guys and then put it in the blue paint for Bob Barry to hit it home.
True.
Where Gretz would make a beautiful play, but Curry can beat a lot of guys.
Well, he had a supporting cast. You're right. But I saw him make a play where he was streaking down the ice. He stopped on a dime and fired the puck into the upper corner, man. It was just no one could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
It's like Michael Jordan in hoops.
Yeah, no, I'm not knocking Gretzky at all. I didn't see him all that. I mean, he played back when there was one game a week on national television, you know, like I didn't see Gretzky all the time.
Well,
so, like,
I saw
millions of Lemieux witch moves. And I saw a lot more Fedorov, you know, witch move.
Well, let's put it this way. By the time he got to the Kings, he was still great.
Yeah.
But he had a couple seasons with the Oilers where he was uncanny.
Right. And that's what's really sad about everything is that they didn't have the national television contracts that they did in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the 80s.
You didn't get to see him.
Yeah. Because, everybody. Just think if everyone could – like, why did the NBA take off? Because everyone got to see Jordan in his prime all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been great if everyone got to see Gretzky and Lemieux in their primes all the time.
Well, that's right, man. And you're right. And, you know, the European players, when they came into the game, I was kind of like, all right, I never liked any of them. And then all of a sudden, you know, when Red Wings got Fedorov, and you just start going, okay,
yeah
I like them.
Yeah, one guy who almost made the list for another Russian was Vitisov.
Yeah, Fetisov was a great player.
The Godfather. He was like the Russian mobster guy that, like, you know how they all. That's why the Red Wings got all those guys, because he's the guy that got them all.
He got them all through. You need someone to get them through.
And I love Konstantinov. That was totally sad.
Well, that was really sad, and he was a legendary player, wasn't he? And
yeah, I mean, he was
on his way to being one of the best ever.
He really was, because he had the nasty and he had the size, but he could play some offense.
He could, but he could also be vicious.
He could be vicious.
And tough.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he really, they never really replaced him until they got an old Shelley, you know, on the blue line back there.
Yeah, it's hard to replace that guy.
No, because no one's that tough. I mean, he was like, I mean, not to bring wrestling in this, but he was like Nikita Koloff on the blue line.
He was.
You know what I mean? I mean, he was like, he was an animal.
And he was like the Iron Sheik with skates.
Yeah, I mean, he was, before guys were really built like that. He was built like he lifted weights.
Yeah, he was big and strong.
Lifted kegs or lifted stones over his head.
Yeah.
Like he could have been like in Rocky IV. Like he was
sure.
He was a bad, bad man.
He could have been Drago.
he was Drago to a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, no, we loved him in Detroit, and then that was tragic.
Yeah. I just want to add a couple amendments or whatever. Just a couple that I didn't make the list right away. But just I thought I had to say was one, the great Clark Gillies.
Clark Gillies.
Probably the original power forward. The original power as far as my type of power forward.
Sure.
You know,
great player.
The enforcer, the guy that could throw him on the grade, the empire, the New York Islanders. Love Rod Langway.
Langway. Yeah, man.
Just the big forehead coming at you. speaking of foreheads, a tip of the hat to the last man to not wear a helmet, the great Craig McTavish.
Was he the last guy not to wear a helmet?
Yeah, grandfathered in by like 5 years.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Remember Ron Duguay wouldn't wear one.
Yeah, Ron Duguay. I think Duguay was second.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It just McTavish just wouldn't quit.
That's awesome.
And he was such a great face-off man. Yeah, unlike Zanopka, they'd like to have him around.
Sure, man. All right, now, do you want to pick our favorite player now? You want to try that?
Okay, I
current
favorite. I just want to say one.
Okay.
One, and I like the John Madden, not the announcer, the old center for the New Jersey Devils. People say don't give the Devils enough love on this show. John Madden, the center penalty killer, and I just loved his style. He won a bunch of cups. For the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
He was a great player. All right. Let's pick our favorite player right now.
Favorite player right now.
Yeah. Who you got?
Oh, man. I didn't know if we were doing that now, so I have
you pick 20. Anybody. You can I pick got a 20. Penguin.
Well, I mean, if I pick a Penguin, it's going to be Malkin. So I will pick...
Right now. Today.
Right now, I would have to say, if I go with who I like the best, if I go with just who I like the best, it'd be Dustin Brown.
Dustin Brown's awesome.
If I go with who I think is the best player today that isn't a Penguin, I'll give you three players who I like who I think are the next wave. I'm not going to say Kane and Taze. To me, it's Anze Kopitar, Ryan Getzlaf, and John Tavares. To me, the three best centers that aren't Penguins or Blackhawks.
Well, Getzlaf, you can't really. He's going to be great, man.
He is great. He is great.
And
he's
Taves is great.
I love Tavares. I love Tavares. Tavares.
He's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I gave you 10 of them, but I mean, I love the game. I love Subban. Who doesn't love?
Well, now didn't Subban just sign a huge? Yeah,
huge.
Signed that guy to a huge contract.
They did. He's
the best player.
He's at nine years at $80 million or something or nine.
Well, good, smart move.
Yes,
I didn't see a better player in the playoffs.
No,
he was awesome. My top player right now, my favorite player right now. Can you guess?
Carey Price.
Close.
Oh,
close, man. Quick. Close. Marion Gaborik.
Marion Gaborik. Look at that.
Yeah, man. Just so impressed with him in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. What a great call. And truly, like, that is your favorite player.
Yeah. He's the most fun
to
watch.
I dibble-dabbled everything.
No, but I like all those guys, too. I love Price.
No, but I mean, just, you know, I mean, let's face it. I mean, you love the Wings, but you're a huge Kings fan.
Like I love the Kings too. Yeah, like that's our mistress.
And he came, and he came, and he brought you a cup.
Well, and he did bring the cup. He brought the cup. He was the difference.
He really was.
And they got him at the trade deadline, and that was a huge move. Lombardi, their GM, made a great move there to get him.
For nothing.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And also, you know what? The knock on him was that he was soft.
Yeah.
You know, that he could really skate. And, you know, he'd had the knee injury, so people didn't know if he had his speed still because he was the fastest skater in the league for a while.
Right.
And then, you know, but he showed he still has the speed, but he was grittier than we expected. He was gritty in front of the net. He hung in there, you know? And that's what you need. And he got those big goals for him in the playoffs.
Well, I think – didn't he score – I think he scored like 13 goals, right?
Yeah.
And 12 of them were within like 6 feet of the goal.
Yeah, he was
and
all –
And the other one was like 8 feet away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had his little office there. And you know, he's a little guy, but he was gutsy, and I thought he played great.
And he didn't – and folks, he didn't score those 12 goals against the Florida Panthers in October.
No.
I mean, they those were in front of the net in against the Blackhawks, the Sharks, and the Ducks in
all,
the playoffs.
All tough teams
in the Rangers.
The playoffs.
The Rangers played great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was impressive to me, man, and I love his style, so that's my guy.
Yeah, right now. I'm glad he's back. That was why I went Dusty, number one. He's my guy. He's the captain of the Kings, and he's just, you know, I mean, like I said, we're not picking Penguins. So he's the captain of the Kings. I've always loved his blood and guts. He's kind of like, he's like a new age Wendell Clark. You know, he'll do whatever it takes to win.
He is like Wendell Clark.
Yeah, whatever it takes to win.
And he's another guy that can do it all. He's tough. He can shoot. He can do it all. He can score for you. And he's a leader.
He's a leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll be remiss without my without my man crush. You know, he likes to hit people in the balls. The great Milan Lucic. How could I not say I don't love Lucic?
You know, he's a throwback.
He's a throwback to the 1930s guy. Beer league.
Yeah, I mean. Right? Yeah, that guy's unbelievable, man. He wants to fight after the game. He's crazy.
Yeah,
that guy.
Lucic.
You know, I got real respect for him because, you know, the Red Wings played him in the playoffs, and he was great against us, man.
Yeah,
we didn't have an answer for him.
No, you didn't have an answer. He was the Gabrick of that series. Even if they had an answer, they didn't want to use an answer. Like, they just didn't want to get in his way. He's the Lucic train.
Yeah, well, he's tougher than Gabrick. I mean, he's a tough guy.
I know. Yeah,
and he can really do that same style though. That kind of, you know, rush the net style.
Right.
He's always right there.
You know, what impressed me was he made some passes in the playoffs that were really, I didn't think he had in him. He made some great passes this year in the playoffs. I mean, he really did. And I mean, if there's ever, imagine Lucic on Sid's wing.
Oh man,
that would be it. Yeah. They wouldn't be running. Yeah. Sid wouldn't have to be. You think they'd be slashing Sid with the? I mean, Lucic is like Spike, the cartoon, that dog.
Oh yeah, right.
The collar around his neck, walks around.
He needs a collar.
Yeah,
like that.
Like you're not going to mess with the.
No,
Lucic.
He's a tough dude, man. You know, yeah, and he's got the swag. And you know, the guy that I didn't put on my list is your guy, of course, Sid. But I have to say, he's probably the best player of this era, you know, and he deserves to be up in the top 10 easy. But I just felt like, you know, we see so much of him and he's so good. It's almost like I wanted my list to be, and I think yours too, a few guys that you might not think of.
Yeah. I mean, the other 20 guys I guess I picked that I didn't, since we got some time, that I didn't have on the, that aren't Penguins that I just love watching. Tyler Seguin, of course, with the great Lindy Ruff. Duncan Keith, I mean, great defenseman for the Blackhawks. Chara, I love watching. People are giving me crap in New York about Chara's overrated, this and that. I actually got a guy from Boston who didn't like Chara.
Really?
Which was like, I didn't understand.
No,
like,
I don't get
being
that.
From Boston, not liking Paul Revere. I didn't understand that. Yeah. PK, like, Subban, Daniel Briere, especially when he was a Buffalo Sabre. Just, he's like 5'2", clutch. Of course, Scotty Hartnell. I can really say it now that he's in Columbus, and I like McKinnon.
Oh yeah,
the two young guys, McKinnon, and of course our guy McKinnon. Hurdle.
Hurdle's awesome, man.
And, of course, the great eight. It'll be fun watching Ovi. Ovi's going to have some defense this year. Some Penguins move down there. A new coach.
Yeah, new coach. We'll see.
We'll see what happens. So, so we did all this then. So then some other day when if you're back in Vegas, I will I'll go through my top. I'll do my top 20 Penguins.
I want to do our bottom 20. Now, but here's the thing. Scotty, our new producer.
The great, the Reverend Johnny Bench has moved on. He's still a friend of the show.
Still a friend.
And in our prize packages we hand out, you'll still get one of his comic books because he's that cool of a guy.
Oh, yeah, he's great, man. And his comic is great, too.
But now we got a guy that actually likes sports.
Well, Scott really knows the sports. And, you know, we were talking about something beforehand. We were talking about the Paul George injury for Team USA and hoops. Where, you know, he broke his leg very badly. I don't know if you saw that. And he's out for the year now and possibly longer. And he was a great player. So, you know, the thing is, do you play in these international competitions? And this plays into what you keep saying about the Olympics. Remember you said that you didn't, you know, so many stars. Tavares was one.
Ended up Sid got hurt in the Olympics.
Yep. A lot of top and players.
Other, a couple other guys. Now I can't remember.
Who
did
we lose? Lindstrom? Who do we?
You lost Datsuk.
Oh yeah, did we lose Datsuk? Yeah.
Zetterberg.
Zetterberg is who we lost.
Yeah, Zetterberg.
And you know, and what happens?
Datsuk should have made my list of 20 guys I like watching.
That guy's he's awesome. Pretty good. He's fun.
I apologize to the Datsuk family.
Me too, man. And you know what? And yeah, because
for guys today, I like watching.
He's exciting.
He's almost so good. He's almost like an institution. You forget how good he is.
That's kind of true. He's very exciting. But we were talking about these international competitions, and you were against the fact that you're not against the Olympics, but you
in a way I am.
In a way, well, what you want is just to go back to our amateurs playing.
Yeah, let the kids play. Who cares if Czechoslovakia beats us? I mean, really. I mean, I'd rather see John Tavares play for the Islanders.
Well, it's a franchise guy.
Tavares, I was kidding.
However you say it, but it's a franchise guy, and that's what Paul George is in hoops. So you lose that top player, that money player, and he's your draw too for the season. You know, the brass is going crazy when you lose a guy like that because.
Well, Mark Cuban has always been against.
Has he?
Yeah, he's always because he didn't want Dirk to get hurt. That's his bread and butter.
Yeah.
It's funny because hockey usually has more of an international, like they want it to happen. But now I think the Olympics are done for the NHL. They're going to play the World Cup.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, do it in the summer, right before training camp.
Well, you know.
Which is what they used to do, which was great hockey.
Oh, it's great hockey. It's just that question remains, though. Can you afford to lose one of your stars?
Well, but if you get hurt in August, I mean,
you have to get back.
You have to really. I mean, even Duper, whatever, tore his ACL in half and didn't have it surgical for 3 months. He's on the ice now.
Yeah.
And he got hurt in December.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I guess
you get hurt in February. You're done.
Yeah. Well, it's just something to, it's a topic of conversation because this Paul George thing really hit a chord in the NBA. Because here's your top guy, one of the top guys out, for over a year, and you know that everyone else is thinking, I don't know, do I want to do this?
Yeah, I can't. I honestly, until like he got hurt, I didn't know who he was.
No, but he.
But I don't watch.
But Scotty, he's one of the best, right? Today, yeah. And but I'm just saying,
isn't Indiana's like overrated or whatever? Like,
well, a little bit, but I'm just saying, if you have a franchise guy, no matter who it is. No matter which sport, and in hockey, look at the Olympics. About 5 NHL top players were out for the year after that Olympics.
Oh, absolutely. Well, look at Stamkos. You know, he went and like you know he screwed his rehab up because of it.
He
pushed himself to get there and then ended up not getting there and probably blew like an extra month of the season.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, that's our list, man. We had our list today and. We're having fun with the puck off, man. I'm glad you're running into all the fans out there.
Literally, Frage, you would love it. Like, we were in Boston, you know, pack shows at Laugh Boston. Great people, Boston.
Boston's awesome.
And half the people were there were like, we listen to puck off, we love it.
Man, that's great.
And then we just played New York, just everywhere. Everyone's been great.
East Coast is so great for hockey.
And you know, Vegas was great. I think I said that last time, but just love all the fans.
Remember, I went to the Wranglers. That was good.
Yeah, we really appreciate you listening.
Yeah, man.
And we're going to have some prizes, and we're going to step it up. I just personally had a weird week, so.
Well, I hope everything's okay with your doggie.
I think she'll be okay.
And it's good to see you, man. I'm glad your trip went well.
Yeah, great to see you. I'm glad you had a good time. We will be. I'm Joe Bartnick at Twitter. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Fraser Smith here,
Fraser's at Fraser. I will be with the Queen, Lisa Lampanelli, in Orange County. The 18th, and then we'll be in Denver, Avalanche Country, the 19th. The Captain is on every Sunday, 4 to 8. You can listen to it on your phone if you live anywhere around the world.
Yeah, anywhere in the world you can check it out,
great
guys. Please do.
95.5 KLOS.
Yeah.
You get the pipe hitters, too. You have Lampanelli on. You have Dice. You have, Ren Aziz.
You got me.
Guys, we can't get on this show.
Well, it's true. But you got me Lampanelli, and she was unbelievable. She's the best, the Queen.
The Queen. But, it's a great show. Tons of jokes and some great music. If you have a smartphone and you're not in L.A., if you're in L.A., you can get it from, San Diego to San Francisco. It's the legendary.
Big station.
Big
powerhouse.
Station. But if you're in the country, just give Frazier a listen. He's the best. He's the captain.
We appreciate it, guys. And thanks for listening to
Puck Off. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. See you next week.